Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And thank you so much for joining together with me as we study God's Word, learning from Him the principles that He wants us to learn about Himself and His Son, Jesus, and His ways for us to be in this world. Pray with me, if you will, as we begin our lesson today. Heavenly Father, thank you again for your Word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that you promised would lead us and guide us into all truth. And Lord, empower us to live according to that truth. We bless you today and thank you for your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is The Mother of Us All. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 26. If we were trying to convince the Galatian church members that attempting to follow the law of God and its requirements was a return to incompleteness, how would we approach it? Perhaps if we think about it long enough, we are happy to know that the Holy Spirit chose Paul the Apostle for the words rather than us. The point is that the law of God shows all of us our sinfulness because we're not able to keep it. If we could keep the law, we would have no need for the grace of God through Jesus Christ. But because we fail to abide by it, we need Jesus in our lives. Paul shows us our common bond in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 26, where he wrote, "But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all." In contrast to the bondage of the law, Paul said, "But Jerusalem, which is above, is free." There is liberty in heaven. The writer of Hebrews wrote in chapter 12 and verse 22 of that book, "But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels." As an allegory, once again, Paul employs Jerusalem to illustrate heaven. In heaven, there is no violation to the law, and therefore there is no sin. In heaven, it is free, and no one is in bonds. Rather than being bound as those tied down by the law, liberty reigns, and then we are free indeed. As Jesus said in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John in verse 36, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Paul continued, "Which is mother of us all." In other words, we are born into the heavenly Jerusalem the moment we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He makes way for us to be born into the kingdom of God, and the grace He extends, in effect, births us into the company of those in heaven. God desires a relationship and fellowship with everyone in the world. He extends His grace through the sacrifice of His Son Jesus to all who will simply receive His wonderful gift of salvation. When this gift is received, we are born into the kingdom of God, and our place is made and waiting in heaven. This idea is one of the most liberating among people, and those who ascribe to it are free and free indeed. Next time, Paul will share how Jerusalem is different from the one in heaven, is different from the one here on earth. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.